The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5.
And let's take a look at that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we jump into the Riverdale conversation. Blackman 42, Smyrna 12. It was Siegel 35-0 over Oakland. Community 44, MTCS nothing. Eagle Bowl 32, Forest 7. And to the Riverdale Warriors, a 49-13 win over the Laverne Wolverines. And, Coach, nice way to start the game. First play from scrimmage, score, and kind of got on quick last night.
Yeah, it happened quick. And, you know, obviously – that ignited a little spark, and that's a good thing. And, you know, I thought our kids, you know, we got after it a little bit in practice this week, and I thought they responded for the most part. You know, I think we're going to have more weeks like that. It's kind of a double-edged sword when you do that, because we did ding up a couple of young kids. And but, you know, if you don't bring a little intensity to practice, then Friday night you tend to be flat, and, you know, and it's hard to simulate speed and game type situations in practice, but we tried to ramp it up a little bit this week, and you know, we need to do that more, and we need to do it more consistently.
475 yards the DNJ had you rushing last night, 314 and in the first half, so got back to bread and butter. We're able to get back to what you like to do.
Well, you know, and I think maybe that's – well, it is my fault. I mean, that I'd taken us off track a little bit. Of course, with Mariko down, that sort of changes the game plan a little bit. And, you know, then you go to your next best people, and obviously that's Dylan in our fullback game, and, you know, up the middle, up the apex of our offense. And, you know, that was sort of kind of our game plan. And, you know, fortunately we got some looks that we had anticipated, and I thought the kids executed. I hadn't graded it out on film yet. I'll go back this morning and do that. And, you know, I hope to see that we just battled, you know, and did things and hopefully did them to the whistle a little bit more than what we'd been doing.
You know, getting the fullback involved in the offense, last night, Peyton Phillips had an outstanding night. Draco Little, he had a great night. Both of those kids had over 100 yards carrying the football. You've had some new kids kind of step into roles, you know, with Mariko being out. I'm sure that kind of opened it up for Mr. Little there. And it's good to see those kids kind of stepping in to a role that's going to add to your depth, which you really would like to have.
Yeah, we're desperate for that. Of course, Draco, you know, had an unfortunate situation where he actually, after the Smyrna game, dehydrated in practice, after practice. And he has a condition that, you know, that's not like normal people where, you know, you rehydrate and everything's fine. He actually has a condition. I'm not sure exactly what the name is, but he was hospitalized for a week. So he had been out 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and came back, and he did an outstanding job for us. So, you know, we're excited to have him back, and we feel like he'll get better each week. And then we knew Peyton, you know, had those capabilities. Obviously, he plays both ways, which stresses him out a little bit. So Scotty's getting healthy again with the ankle, and you know, is able to spell him some. So you know, we'll have to ride those kids down the stretch for sure.
That's the whole thing that you've got going now. It's like you're playing a chess game, because you're you know, when you move one here, you got to move somebody there, and getting these kids healthy is going to be the best medicine for you.
Yeah, and some of them are not going to be back. I mean, you know, and that's just a reality of the game. So we've got guys, hopefully with the weather turning cooler, we're going to have to condition, you know, make sure that kids are in condition, because we got a lot of kids playing both ways now. And, you know, obviously playing special teams. You know, we're just in some spots where, you know, it's all hands on deck at this point. You know, we don't have the luxury of 3 and 4 shift people. You know, we're going to have to be guys that, you know, pitch in and do the load. And, you know, hopefully we'll do those things, and we'll have kids accept those things, and we'll have kids battle through it.
Ron Adelot joining us this morning. Coach, I would say Laverne probably had time of possession, that they had the ball more than you did because you scored so quickly and on big plays. I think Peyton had only 8 carries, but 177 yards and 3 touchdowns, 174 yards, 184 yards. So when you can score quick and score in big chunks, sometimes that puts a little pressure on the defense too. So kind of talk about that phase and what you thought about your defense last night.
Well, it does, and you can't ever complain when you score. That's number one, if you score and you methodically move it down the field, then that does help the defense. I thought defensively against the run we were very good. I thought we could compete it a little bit harder against some pass stuff, but obviously when you put 8 in the box, that's going to take some people out, and then we did that pretty much for most of the night. And then we lose another kid. We have a kid named Austin McGrone in the first half, and he actually didn't play the second half except for a couple of snaps. So we had to reshuffle the secondary. So, there's some problems back there. And, hopefully – I think we'll get him back, next week. And, we're struggling a little bit to make sure that we got enough depth back there. Actually, I think frontline guys were okay, but we're going to have to compete a little bit more back there.
You've got a triage going on at Riverdale High School?
Well, yeah.
Seems
the guys at TOA are going to get Christmas early. There's no question about it, I think we had 3 surgeries this week. So, I hate it for the kids, it's tough, but it's the nature of the game. And, we can say what we want to, but football, it's a tough game. And if it wasn't like that, there'd be a whole lot more people that played it.
Yeah. The thing I like about this show is we get to find out about kids like Draco Little, for instance. You never know that the kid who goes out there, you see him, play on a Friday night and have 102 yards. If you just read that or see that, you might not know that he's had to overcome some adversity. Mm-hmm. That's what this team has had to do. That your team going in, losing 2 games, had a little adversity. Sometimes you have to play with a little chip on your shoulder, and maybe you did that last night.
You do. And, Riverdale's not the only team that goes through that process.
Oh, sure.
The world today is, what do you have for me now? It's not what you did for me yesterday or tomorrow or whatever, but it's what do you have right now? And kids are no different than that, So they ebb and flow with the good and the bad. So it's, I think, as I say, if you've got a decent team, mentally how they think about themselves is a big portion of how they play. So, it's a constant battle to try to get them, mentally where they need to be, because anything that distracts them can actually be a deterrent to your team. So, I think our kids are, understanding that. And football, as we've all been taught, what makes it the greatest game in the world is it's a lot like life. You have some good days, you have some bad days, there's some tough weeks, and no year is ever the same. And, it's just, you learn a lot about life playing football.
Well, just because you put the spear on your helmet doesn't mean that everybody's going to lay down either. That really almost puts a target on your back. You know that more than anybody else.
And I think, and as I told people to start this year, I thought we had a pretty good nucleus. But, we had a lot of kids that had to step up. And kids forget sometimes where that foundation's been laid. And that foundation was laid many, a couple of decades or so ago, or I guess 40-year anniversary of Riverdale High School, when Coach Watts got there and built a foundation. Each team has to pay those dues, and I'm not sure that sometimes our kids, as you said, they put a spear in a cardinal and gold jersey or pan on, and they think, well, we're Riverdale, and but that, you're right, people, we try to tell our kids people are going to play harder to beat you. So it's if we lose, it's headlines, whereas if we win, it might be a little small print in the paper, but it's headlines if you lose. So every week you have to be on your game. So and that's a big challenge for kids 15 16 17 years old. They don't quite understand the magnitude of what goes into playing sometimes.
To get into the minds of a teenager, I'm starting to go through that a little bit as a parent. But to be able to do that with 100 kids or whatnot, playing a very physical game, that has to be one of the biggest challenges of a football coach.
Well, yeah, there's no question about it.
The mental game that you were talking about.
And people will tell you, you know, they used to ask me if winning solved problems, and I said, no, they just create different problems. They're better problems, you know, because you are winning and you can practice harder. It's easy to practice hard when you win. It's a lot more difficult when you lose, and, you know, it's more of, you know, inflating a flat tire when you lose type thing. But, you know, you can win and don't solve problems. You know, kids, you know, they tend to want to, you know, it's a soft society now. You can say what you want to, but kids look for reasons not to do things rather than reasons to do things. You know, and that's a constant battle, and that's not how the world works. You know, you might not feel good every day, but you got to get up and you got to go give it a day's work. You know, you can't lay out every day you don't feel 100%. And, you know, sometimes that's a struggle, and we try to stress to the kids that there's a difference between pain and injury. Injury means you're out. You can't go. You've been told you can't. So, but with pain, you got to suck it up and go sometimes, because you're the best if you're the best option and you can go. And that tells other kids that you got some, you know, got some toughness and some mentality that can help them overcome in adversity. But you know, it's a society where we have to work through those things. People tend to give kids excuses for everything, and the world doesn't work like that. You know, they're going to find that out when they get out in the real world, that excuses, you know, just don't cut it. That people want performance and not excuses.
Ron Adelot joining us this morning. Coach, fall break comes at a good time with all the injuries. You get some time to heal up and hopefully get an extra week in here to get some more kids back on the field.
Yeah, we hope so, and it gives us another opportunity to get some of the ones who we're getting up to speed. I'm hoping to go back on film and see some of the adjustments that we've made, you know, getting better, and gives us another actually 2 weeks to get better in that regard. And the kids do need a break, you know, and it has been a tough grind. You know, you start in July now with all the passing league stuff, and, you know, that's tough on a kid as well. You know, they've got to be committed, and, you know, and we've got great parents that get them to practice, the ones that are relentless, and they're there, and they're dependable every day. And, you know, so, you know, and it's tough when they see all their buddies going, you know, to Florida or to the mountains or wherever they're going, and they've got to stick around and practice during the week. But we try to make it, you know, a little bit bearable for them. We try to, you know, about three and a half hours maybe, 3 days, and then, you know, coaches will work a little bit. But hopefully it'll be beneficial for us, and we do heal up a little bit.
Of the last three games, two of them are against your biggest rivals, I guess, here in the county. The next one that's first up is the Blackman Blaze, and they're at your place on October the 12th. And, you know, district play is always tough.
Oh, absolutely. And Philip, you know, obviously, and his staff do a great job, you know. They came off a big win last night, so both teams will, you know, should have a good taste in their mouth coming into that game. And, you know, it'll be a big pivotal game. And, you know, at this point, I think Philip would tell you the same thing, that each of us will take one game at a time. And I think probably all, except for Siegel, who's probably already in, you know, the goal right now is to get in the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, then, you know, if things work out and you get a good draw, then, you know, possibly you make some noise and do even better. So, you know, I know that'll be a point of emphasis for us, that our initial goal coming out of this week break and into the following week will be, you know, we got to make a push to get into the playoffs. And obviously you'd like to host a game, so the more wins we can tack on, we have a better opportunity to do those things.
Well, it'll be a physical game, not a lot of love lost between the two, but that's what you had when you played Laverne last week, and what you have in every District 7 AAA game. So what's new?
Yeah, and it is tough. You know, our kids don't get a week off. You know, nobody in this district does, because it's hard to schedule games, and you know, and every week you got a war on Friday night, and you got to bring it every week. So there's no question that our last three games will be very physical and tough, and Blackman is no exception. It'll be both teams know each other fairly well, and it'll be a tough game.
Coach, hope you have a chance at least for a couple of days to kick back and relax.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that for sure. We'll slow it down just a little bit and try to recharge our batteries a little bit.
Well, we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. We're taking the Saturday off, too, next week.
Awesome. That sounds great.
So enjoy the week, and we'll see you down the road, Coach.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ron.
It.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Ron Adelot joining us here. 49-13 winners over the Laverne Wolverines last week.